This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, it is live. Yes, it is. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I hate when summer's going away. But, you know, hey, it's Friday night, so that means that we're going to do the recap with the truth about guns with my bud, Dan Zimmerman, who's here with us this evening. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm better than I was last night. I was a little...
Good.
I wasn't good last night. But anyway, you have... I'm sure this has been a target-rich environment for you this week.
It usually is, but this is one of the more target-rich environments we've had lately. And, gosh, I guess we have to start with the Kavanaugh hearings. Because, as everybody expected, the doyen of civilian disarmament, Dianne Feinstein, had some questions for Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Right.
And, of course, what concerned her the most was his ruling in Heller 2, in which he dissented and wrote that the District of Columbia's law, which enacted an assault weapons ban and required registration of firearms, was unconstitutional. And as you can probably imagine, Senator Feinstein is not a fan of that. So she asked about his thinking and what went into his decision. And what he said was, look, as in my position in D.C. Circuit, I have to follow Supreme Court precedent. I can't pick and choose the precedents I like and the precedents I don't like. And my reading of the Heller decision, Heller 1, as written by Supreme Court Justice Scalia, was that firearms ownership is an individual right. He noted there are a few exceptions to that. Felons, schools can be excluded, certain buildings, hospitals, things like that, what he called pre-identified exceptions. But according to the Heller decision, a 5-4 decision, and also, which was also affirmed in the McDonald decision a little later, it is an individual right. And then she got into something a little more detailed in terms of what constitutes commonly used firearms.
Yeah.
Because what the senator is trying to argue is that semi-automatic rifles, and by which she means ARs, but I'm sure she'd love to include all semi-automatic firearms.
Right.
They're not commonly used. And Judge Kavanaugh said, quote, there are millions and millions and millions of these semi-automatic rifles owned in the U.S. and used, which means that they are not unusual or dangerous as described under Heller. Therefore, they are legal and they are protected and cannot be outlawed. That's when Senator Feinstein said, hold on. You're saying numbers determine common use? You're saying because there are millions of them out there, they're being commonly used? You're saying, no. Sure, a lot of them are owned and they're stored, but they're not commonly used. And somehow he maintained a straight face at that comment and went on to disagree with her and say, sorry, Senator, but in fact, these kinds of firearms are used by Americans, millions of them, every day, all across the country, for home defense, for hunting, for sport, you name it, they're used. So Senator Feinstein really wasn't terribly happy. She asked him to reconcile the hundreds of what she called hundreds of school shootings in the U.S. with his decision. And I love that because, of course, the good senator is using what we talked about last week, which is the Department of Education's erroneous total of school shootings every year. It was debunked by our friends at NPR.
Yeah.
Hundreds every year. They found in the year that they study it, they found 11. 11 is still too many, but it's certainly not hundreds. But it was certainly an entertaining exchange between the judge and the senior senator from California.
Yeah, she just doesn't ever win any anymore, does she? She peaked in 1994, and it's just no good for her anymore. I was particularly interested in the part where she was out there saying they are not in common use. And I didn't. Did anybody else get out there and say, "How do you know that, Senator?"
No, he didn't challenge her in that way. He didn't say, "How do you know that?" He didn't ask her to define common use. She just made the blanket statement that just because there are millions of them out there doesn't mean that they're used.
I think
she thinks they're all sitting in people's closets, safes, wherever, gathering dust. And because people aren't carrying them around on their shoulders to and from work and in the grocery store every day, they're not in common use. Therefore, they're not protected under Heller, and I can ban them if I damn well want to.
Well, I guess she could believe that, I guess, right? She'd probably believe that.
She'd love to believe that, but that isn't an argument that holds much water legally, thank goodness.
No. Now, do you think we're past the confirmation theater that we've been having with the Spartacus moments and all the other stuff? Did you see the Spartacus moment?
I saw Senator T-Bone declare himself to be Spartacus. He was pretty much made a fool of himself, from what I understand, the super extra double secret probation documents he released had already been cleared for release.
That's right.
It was all just, you know, theater for TV and
That's right.
A little, he's just trying to make his case that, he should be the front runner for the Democrat nomination in 2020.
And that's all the, you know, we had Kamala Harris, she got out there and she tried to do her little thing at the beginning of the hearing.
It was pretty much a competition between the two of them, you know, to make the case that they should be the front runner, consider the front runner.
Yeah.
To go up against Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Well, any of them, I really wish Hillary would get nominated again.
We should be so lucky.
Of course, I think Biden had his moment at Aretha Franklin's funeral. So,
you know, I didn't watch that. And what did he say?
I don't remember what he said. I just know that he got out there and a lot of these politicos got up there and used Aretha Franklin's wake, which I would have been talking about Aretha Franklin. I mean, you know, I listened to her music. I thought she was the queen of soul. I believe that. And instead, they're using it to talk about something that has nothing to do with her. That's the thing I don't like about going to funerals. My funeral is going to be quite, you know, they're just going to take my name off of the checking account. That's going to be my funeral.
That works for me too. Let's
Okay. So, now, I don't know exactly what he said, but he's obviously running. So and I hope he and all the other of the septuagenarian octogenarians get involved. I wish Feinstein would run for president. I wish she would too. That Pelosi, Schumer, I want them all to go. Kamala Harris, especially. I definitely want her to go.
I'm just amazed that Feinstein is running for another term in the Senate. What's she, 82 or something?
I don't know how she doesn't have the backing of the California Democratic Party though. That's the funny part.
No, she's way too far to the right.
So, the Kavanaugh circus. Too bad that they, you know, too bad it's Kavanaugh, because if it was Savinaugh, it would be the Savinaugh circus. But it's Kavanaugh, so that works out pretty good. So I know that's been rough. For those of you who are wondering where Dan comes from, he comes from a website called thetruthaboutguns.com. And that's where you can go every day to see what's going on. It's updated 10, 15, 16 times a day. And Dan, of course, is the editor-in-chief. And we're doing the recap. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That's right, just another one of my dark bumps. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief of a website called The Truth About Guns, a gun blog that gets lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of updating every day. 7 days a week, right?
7 days.
7 days a week. So, anyway, what else is on your mind, sir? What caught your eye besides the Kavanaugh calamity?
Well, we've been reading Science magazine because, you know, we're intellectually curious, just like anybody else.
Of course.
And they found, they highlighted a study that found that, newsflash, gun owners are more politically active than the general population.
You don't say.
That's right up there with scientific studies that have found that the sun rises in the east and eating a healthy diet actually makes you live longer, things like that. But the University of Kansas published this study, and they noted you could hear the derision in their voices. They wrote that part of the reason majority opinions, as they call them, on gun control aren't turning into policy is that gun owners are a very strong political group with a lot of weight and influence. Go figure.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, I know, exactly. And they, you could hear the incredulity in the author's voice. She wrote that that gun owners are increasingly active even after mass shootings, such as Newtown and others, where the majority of favors more gun control. It apparently never occurred to her that that's when the calls from the civilian disarmament industrial complex get loudest, and when politicians are more emboldened to try to limit the right to keep and bear arms. You know, never mind that the right is actually enshrined in the Bill of Rights. Never mind that after mass shootings, that's of course when we find ourselves more under attack. Never mind that gun owners are more law abiding and than the population as a whole. It seems that people like you and me really take that right seriously, and we get out there and we are much more willing to donate, to contact our elected officials, and to vote for people who will protect those rights.
And do we know where this author came from?
Again, she's at the University of Kansas. I'm not
really?
Exactly, yes. University of Kansas, I think it was a political science study.
Right.
She also noted that, more incredulity, only 1 in 5 gun owners belong to the NRA, so something else is going on here. Well, first of all, by the biggest estimate, the NRA has about 6 million members. If that represents 1 in 5 gun owners, that means there's only, what, 30 million gun owners from you?
Yeah.
No, there are at least 100 million gun owners in the U.S., and that's probably on the low end. Those are the people that are willing to admit that they own firearms when a stranger calls and takes a poll. So I don't know that I have a whole lot of confidence in the findings here when they really can't get the basics of how many people in the United States are gun owners to begin with. But,
well, it boils down to... They didn't even take the time to do the, while they were trying to either conflate or just out and out lie, they didn't take the time to do the math.
No, and it shows you how disconnected ivory tower types like this are from the general population. This wasn't somebody coming from NYU. This wasn't coming from Berkeley. This is somebody coming from Lawrence, Kansas. That's a flyover state. You would think that she'd have easy access to people who actually really do own firearms and really do vote for candidates who promise to protect those rights. But I guess it's tough to get yourself off campus and talk to people who disagree with you.
Well, you know, I put something on Facebook the other day about the whole, and if we're going to talk about that in a little bit, that's fine if I broach the subject, but I put something on Facebook the other day about the whole Colin Kaepernick Nike ad.
Yes.
And there's two things about the Nike ad I don't like. I don't like the Nike wording to it because Colin Kaepernick hasn't sacrificed anything, really. As a matter of fact, he's probably saved himself. He's not going to have CTE. He's still a millionaire. He made $39 million in a very short period of time. He's a young man. He's still cognitive. He's got all this other stuff. And plus, he's still getting paid by Nike. So he's doing really well. Nike doesn't know how to write ad copy that is not going to upset a big demographic. And at the same time, Colin Kaepernick's whole thing is based upon misinformation that he got off of the magic box.
No, exactly. But, you know, when he takes that knee, the fact is that far more that police officers shoot far more whites than blacks every year.
Right.
That number's been well documented by such rabid right-wing publications as the Washington Post and others. So, yeah, if Mr. Kaepernick was going to do what he did, it would be nice if he at least knew, had some facts before he decided to take a stand like that so publicly. Now,
well, I mean, what the point I'm trying to make is I think he and this writer from this University of Kansas, or wherever she is in Kansas, wherever Toto is, I think they probably are getting it from the same place.
Yeah, it could very well be. It could be just a lot of left-wing agitprop that they're basing their conclusions on. And unfortunately, they're not encumbered by facts. Many times.
It'd be very interesting to go. Is she like training to be a journalist? Do we know?
I don't know. I think she was a research assistant with the person who was most often quoted in the article.
A research assistant. So
she was research. Yeah, on this study. Now, what she's wants to be when she grows up, I don't know.
But wouldn't that indicate that a research assistant needs to probably do, I don't know, a little bit of research and.
You would think.
You know, if somebody says, well, there's only 1 in 6 gun owners that are members of the. What you get out there and say, well, let's double check that. Why don't we 1 in 6 before we get out there and put our name on this paper and just look like idiots?
Exactly, and understate the number of firearms owners by a factor of 4,
at least.
Yeah.
And that's if we're charitable with them. But I just find that kind of stuff. That's just funny stuff when I think about this, because isn't that just sort of like critical thinking, getting out there and saying, well, I'm going to put my name to it and. Well, I think I might want to look at it twice before I get out there and say, I believe this.
You would think she would try to find somebody who is a gun owner and know something about them and just run this past them before they publish their finding.
Do a little ciphering on it, Jethro.
Exactly. Use all 10 fingers and toes.
Not in the knot.
Right. Because, you know, when you put something like that out there, it tends to discredit the entire effort.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
The Labor Department released the job numbers today, and the U.S. economy added just over 200,000 jobs. That was up a little bit more than expected. Dallas Fed Reserve President Robert Kaplan on that report that came out earlier today.
It's a very strong report. It's reflective of a strong economy in 2018, a tight job market.
Board Air Force One, President Trump spoke today. He was asked if Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be investigating the anonymous op-ed writer in the New York Times.
We're going to see. I'm looking at that right now.
Okay, how are you?
Totally happy
to that.
We're going to take a look at what he had, what he gave, what he's talking about, also where he is right now. Supposing I have a high-level national security man, and he has got a clearance. You know, we talked about clearances a lot recently. He goes into a high-level meeting. concerning China or Russia or North Korea or something.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Dan Zimmerman tonight about, it's the weekly recap from the truth about guns. We've gone through the Kavanaugh thing. We've been through the Institute for Higher Learning, where they're not really. Are you like me when you hear these kids that are what they're being taught and everything or not being taught and everything? Do you hope you need? Sometimes I'm sitting around going, I hope I die soon. Before they take charge, you know?
Yeah, I don't really hope I die soon, but it doesn't give you a lot of warm fuzzies about the future. But I guess people have been saying that forever, so maybe we're just over.
Well, I don't know. I doubt. You know, this is going to be the first generation coming up that will be running things that never existed without an internet.
It's true.
Do you know how bad it would be in this country if all of a sudden we just lost electricity for some of these people?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be horrible. People don't know how to read a map. They don't know how to make a fire. They don't know how to do nothing.
Read a map, or they don't even have maps.
Yep.
You know, that people just have their phones now. It's not like you've got that little book in the back seat of your car anymore.
Well, some people don't have maps.
Well, yeah, some people.
Yeah.
People anyway. Prep and things like that.
Yep.
Most don't.
If they have maps, then you got to know how to read it and shoot a back azimuth. Shoot an azimuth. You got to know what a back azimuth is. Why do you shoot a back azimuth? Section, resection, all that other stuff. I'm just showing off now. Yeah, I'm just showing off now.
Yeah, well, it would be difficult.
It would be difficult. So. Anyway, so what's next in the sights of Mr. Zimmerman?
Well, one of the things we like to do at The Truth About Guns is highlight defensive gun uses, because our friends like Gabby Giffords and Shannon Watts and people like that claim that defensive gun uses are just a myth, and that people very rarely ever use a gun to defend themselves. That the whole good guy with a gun thing is really just a fantasy used to sell guns, just propaganda. But somehow we managed to find these stories literally every day from all around the country. And that's probably because Gary Kleck just published and confirmed that it happens about 1.1 million times a year. But one from a defensive gun use from Arkansas caught our attention this week. There was a woman, her name is Chrissy Tran in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and she was pregnant, and she was home one day, and a man who I think was an acquaintance of her husband or something, not clear as to the relationship, but he forced his way into their home, and he attacked her. She managed to get away from him, grab a gun, and shoot him, and she killed him. And she was cleared of that. It was ruled a valid case of armed self-defense. The problem, however, was she had a felony conviction. In June 16, she pled guilty to felony possession of marijuana, and she was on probation for that, or suspended sentence. Now, 4 or 5 months after the shooting, the DA in Fort Smith has decided, number one, they're going to charge her as a felon in possession of a firearm. It was her husband's firearm. And number two, he's moving for the court to revoke the suspended sentence on the marijuana conviction, and have her put in jail for that now, because she supposedly violated the terms of that agreement. So she's looking at a total of potentially 24 years in jail, after she has now given birth to, I think, a son. But in any case, this is a woman who, if her husband did know the firearm and she couldn't get to it, who knows what could have happened. She could be dead. She could have been raped. She could have been beaten horribly. All she did was exercise armed self-defense. But that raises all kinds of thorny issues about who can have access to firearms, who has a right to armed self-defense, what should happen to felons after they pay their debt. No, she hadn't yet. But, should someone who commits a crime, goes to jail, pays their debt, and is free and clear, should they be forever barred from owning a firearm? What if it was a nonviolent crime they were committed, they were convicted of? What if it was check fraud or something like that? I'm not talking about bank robbery or shooting, anything involving a firearm originally.
Right.
But these are thorny questions. And this is one of the stories on the site that got the most comments for the week.
Well,
because
my question is, if the weapon didn't belong to her, right?
Correct.
So the question becomes, can somebody use a weapon in self-defense? And if not, does that consign them to death, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's really what the DA is saying here, is that she should have let this home invader do whatever he was planning to do to her rather than grabbing a firearm and defending herself, because that was illegal.
To obey the law.
Exactly.
She had to die to obey the law.
Exactly. And that's just not an idea that certainly most of our readers agree with. I'm a 2A absolutist. I believe if you pay your debt to society after you commit a crime, at least certainly a nonviolent crime, you should have the right to armed self-defense.
We're the only animals on the earth that break laws, right? Because everything else is just a nature thing. But, I mean, everything on the earth has an instinct to live, to defend itself. Some can, some can't. Yeah.
Right.
And this idea that she should just be, well, you broke the law. If they looked at her sentence and said, we're going to suspend the sentence, this means that from now on, if somebody's convicted of a felony and it's something like that she has, some lawyer should be saying, excuse me, Your Honor, can we have something written into this to where they can defend themselves?
I kind of agree. And I wonder if that's, if a case like this is going to prompt that, if there might, someone in the Arkansas legislature is going to introduce a bill.
Right.
That, you know, you are in reasonable fear for your life and a prohibited weapon is available, you can use it without further endangering your freedom.
Yep. I mean, surely
that. I don't want to be an attorney. I don't know how you'd write that, but it seems like that something like that could be crafted.
Well, I mean, normally we can't walk around and kill people either. But if they come in and break in on us and they're trying to hurt us or harm us or cause bodily harm or kill us, then we can kill them. There's a, you know, that kind of action, that people taking that kind of action is based upon a very narrow set of circumstances that should apply, I would think, to everybody.
You would hope. You would think a pregnant woman who's otherwise defenseless should be able to pick up a firearm if there's one there.
Yeah.
Could she have picked up a knife? Maybe. I would not want to get that close to whoever was attacking me. Apparently this person had already jumped on her, had attacked her. She'd somehow managed to get away from him. And that's when she was able to access the firearm somehow and shoot him. But, you know, would they have moved, if in this case, would they have moved to revoke the suspended sentence if she had stabbed him to death?
Who
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. But
probably not.
I don't know that I'd want to leave my freedom in the hands of a district attorney who.
Yeah.
Who knows what his wins are?
You hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The weekly recap of things that may have happened coming to you from the editor of The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. That's where we're at right now. Okay, so we're coming to the end of this little bit of stuff that we're doing today. So what is the last thing that you got to talk about today, sir?
Well, I think we may have to start a weekly segment called Corporate Gun Control Watch because it's a regular thing where different companies, different services, different platforms rear their ugly heads almost right every week now and cut off some other aspect of the firearms business, impinge on firearms owners' rights, that type of thing. Let's start off, as we do so often, with 3D guns. There's a publisher, there's a business called GhostGuns.com.
Right.
That sells 80% lowers and things like that. And they produced a video a few weeks back in support of Defense Distributed and their effort to distribute their 3D gun files on the internet. And all they were saying was they're behind Cody Wilson and they think it's they wanted to support his efforts at free speech and they wanted their viewers to take a stand against those who would control that free speech and suggested people click on a link below that took them to the Defense Distributed site and contribute to their legal defense fund. Well, this week YouTube deleted that video because, you know, we can't have that kind of thing on YouTube. So GhostGuns.com reposted the video at something called Real.Video, which doesn't have those kinds of policies. But this is getting to be a regular thing. Switching over to another part of the same company, Google Play, which is their app store,
right,
took down Gun Brokers app yesterday. I'm sure Gun Brokers online app had been in the Google Store for years. I'm sure I used to have it on my phone. I don't have it any longer, but they decided that they wrote them a letter or they had a statement that they don't allow apps that facilitate the sale of explosives, firearms, ammunition, or certain firearms accessories.
Mm. So
that is what Gun Broker does, and that's what Gun Broker's always done. And Gun Broker has been available through the Google Play Store forever. And then the only question now is, when and if the Apple Store will do the same thing. It is as of about an hour ago, the Gun Brokers app was still available through Apple. Then we have another service called Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense.
I know about them. Yeah,
they're an insurance product for people who conceal carry their weapons. They're there in case you should ever have to use your firearm, and they'll provide legal coverage, pay for your legal defense, that kind of thing. Well, their customers got a nasty surprise this week when a company called Amwins, which is the administrator for their insurance, they're not the actual insurer, but they administrate the policies, wrote to all of their customers and said, your policies are going to term in October, and it's because we have decided to get out of the business of serving of anything firearms related. And they did this without even letting Second Call Defense know, apparently. John Bach talked to Second Call, and Amwins took it upon themselves to basically put the fear of God into all these customers. Lloyd's of London is the actual insurer. They have not sold their insurance. Their customers are still insured. Lloyd's is still underwriting the coverage. And Second Call went out and found another insurance administrator and will has them in place. And they're now reassuring all their customers that everything is okay and they're still covered. And should they have to use their firearm in a self-defense situation, everything will be okay. But again, company who unilaterally took the decision to go anti-gun and handle it really in an unprofessional manner.
I want to ask you a question. I really am interested in your opinion on this. Second Call Defense, USCCA, Armed Citizens Defense, like these guys that had existed for years. Second Call Defense was a sponsor of mine for 2 years. And nobody ever cared about them until NRA decided to come out with Carry Guard, which I'm sure you were at the NRA meetup when it was, you know, that big rollout was happening and everything. And then on the one hand, the way NRA came out with Carry Guard was sort of scandalous for me. And on the other hand, the fact that NRA was coming out with this, all of a sudden it was pointing out this kind of business exists. Now, it had existed for a long time. And, I mean, some of these other places like Armed Citizens Defense League, they're not insurers. They're funds. So they don't fall under any sort of purview like that. But all these other places that I guess USCCA is self-insuring. I'm not sure about that. But despite that, I'm wondering how much of all of this denial of service would be going on if NRA had not decided to go into the profit business for putting out NRA Carry Guard?
I'm sure virtually none of it. NRA is obviously one of the biggest targets on the 2A side, the biggest target. So after Parkland, they looked at that, and some PR genius on the anti-gun side decided to call Carry Guard murder insurance.
Murder insurance.
Yeah, insane.
Yep.
It's a lawful product sold to legal gun owners, which is ironic in itself because many anti-gunners claim that in order to carry a firearm,
you should have insurance.
Gun owners, shouldn't be required to have insurance. And here they are attacking exactly that product, and with the help of people like New York Governor Cuomo, they got the coverage, the underwriters to pull out of, pull the rug out of under Carry Guard. USCCA and others have not been affected, to my knowledge yet. A lot of these are structured differently. Some of these are actual insurers. Most of these are really just membership organizations.
Right.
One of the benefits of belonging to it is an insurance product that is then underwritten by somebody else, like in the case of Second Call, it's Lloyd's. Exactly. I think the target was put on the back of a lot of these companies by the fact that the NRA got into that line of business. I'm sure these products even existed, flew under the radar all along until Parkland and that and the attacks on the NRA.
Well, I mean, I looked at that when that was going on as a very unforced error on their part. I'm a member of the NRA. I looked upon this as an unforced error. I was talking to a bunch of people that I know on the board. They agreed with me, and to this day, I've heard a name that I keep hearing that may have been the one behind it, but since I don't have any way to corroborate that, I'm just not going to bring it up. But
so you think it's an unforced error that they got in the business to begin with?
I think it's an unforced error that they got in the business the way they got into it. Which I'm sure that I was one of the principals that threw that out there. I was one of the ones that put everything with David Kodry, and he put out an article that got shared all over the place at Amoland over that one. So I'm surprised I even got to go into that one.
So yeah, it was, I mean, clearly they saw a huge money-making opportunity, and I'm sure they've done well with their product, I would
guess. Yeah, we could do a whole hour on that one. We could do a whole hour on that one if we had the time to do it. But before you go away, let's just say this, thetruthaboutguns.com. There was a time when this could have been called Truth About Guns Radio, because I literally was going there all the time. I used to have people from Truth About Guns come on the show all the time. I've been involved with people that have come and gone from Truth About Guns over and over again over the course of time. They are a very valuable resource if you're trying to keep and stay in the loop as far as what is happening up to date to the minute in the world of the Second Amendment and trying to maintain it. We will do it again next week, sir.
Thank you. Good being here, and I will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.